Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Styles of windows, visit windownation.com today. Mary DePompa, WTOP traffic.
What a beautiful day out right now. Let's get our forecast with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Looking good and feeling great for the remainder of the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, mid-70s to around 80. Clouds begin to increase this evening and into the overnight, upper 50s to lower 60s by early tomorrow morning. Areas of rain, a few rumbles of thunder on your Tuesday. Temperatures near 70 degrees, mid-60s to around 70 on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin at the First Alert Weather Center.
69 right now in Riverdale. We have 71 in Fairfax City. It's 67 degrees in downtown D.C.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Hello there, I'm John Doman, and coming up, former President Trump's fixer-turned-foe Michael Cohen telling a jury today in the former president's hush money trial that he lied and bullied on his boss's behalf.
Explosives are scheduled to help free the trapped container ship that crashed into the Key Bridge. I'm Luke Lukert.
D.C.'s presidential primary is less than a month away, and some key dates are coming up. I'm Dan Ronan.
And we check in with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger about what new college grads can do to start paying off their debt.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend Dog Food.
I'm Steve Kathan. A New York jury is hearing from former attorney Michael Cohen, a key prosecution witness in Donald Trump's criminal trial. Legal contributor Rebecca Royfe.
The prosecution has to portray Cohen as a fixer who was, you know, the henchman to Donald Trump, close to him, set on, you know, doing his dirty work, who has now been backed into a corner, used to lie all the time, but has no choice but to tell the truth.
The CBS's Katrina Kaufman says prosecutors will look to boost Cohen's credibility. The defense is likely to go on the attack.
He has admitted in Trump's New York civil fraud trial, when he was under oath, he told the judge that he had previously lied on the stand to a federal judge. If he was to do so today, he could be prosecuted for perjury, and that could lead to jail time.
Also in New York today, jury selection in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. He's maintained his innocence. His wife will be tried separately. Major work today at the scene of the Baltimore bridge collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says crews will look to break up and move a massive piece of the structure.
Unified Command will deploy the use of precision cutting to clear the wreckage on top of a dolly. Safety in this operation is our top priority.
There's been a dramatic increase in the number of fentanyl seizures, as we hear now from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Fentanyl seizures by law enforcement grew by more than 1,700% between 2018 and 2023. The number of pills quadrupled, more than 115 million pills seized last year alone.
Smoke from wildfires in western Canada is affecting air quality in some parts of the northern half of this country. Jordan Lamars is a meteorologist at CBS. TV affiliate WFRV in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Today's the day where the sky might appear a little bit hazy. If you're sensitive to the air quality, you might want to take note of that.
Overseas, correspondent Ramy Innocencio has the latest on the dramatic movement in southern Gaza.
Nearly 360,000 Gazans have now fled Rafah, says the UN, more than tripling in the past few days as Israel's military pushes across the south. But the army has also launched new operations in the north on Gaza City and Jabalia, just a few miles into the street.
No word on any arrests after a weekend shooting at a large party in Stockton, Alabama, that left 3 people dead, 18 wounded. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 4 points, the S&P is up 1, NASDAQ is up 46 points. This is CBS News.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is freeze-dried dog food. Save up to 54% off your first order, plus a free pack of their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/dogs.
It's 12:03 here on Monday, May 13th. 68 degrees right now. We're headed up near 80 under sunny skies. Good afternoon. I'm John Doman with the top local stories that we're following this hour. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the largest remaining steel span of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore is going to be removed this evening.
We remain on track to fully reopen the full 50-foot channel. And this evening at 5 p.m., weather permitting, Unified Command will deploy the use of precision cutting to clear the wreckage on top of the dolly.
The controlled demolition was supposed to happen yesterday, but was postponed because of bad weather. Crews have been preparing for weeks to use explosives to break down the 600-ton span, which landed on the bow of the container ship after it hit the bridge. WTOP's Luke Luker tells us what we can expect later today.
In order to remove it, they're going to have to break it up because it's just too big to remove with those cranes. So what they've done over the past couple of weeks is made these tiny little cuts inside the actual bridge trusses, those metal trusses, and they are putting charges down in them to actually explode simultaneously all these different little cuts and at the exact same time push all of that debris off the ship in order to get that ship refloated and in order to get that huge truss kind of broken up so it's a little bit more manageable for those cranes to actually haul up and take to shore.
The dolly crew members will remain on the ship during the explosion. Campaign 2024 here at WTOP, and voters in Maryland head to the polls tomorrow for the state's primary election. They say turnout always matters, and turnout for early voting was really low. The Maryland State Board of Elections says nearly 3% of eligible active voters in Montgomery County voted early. In Prince George's and Howard County, it was each less than 5%. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you requested a mail-in ballot, those have to be placed in a ballot drop box or postmarked by 8 o'clock tomorrow night. June 4th is D.C.'s primary election day, and WTOB's Dan Ronan has more on some key deadlines coming up there.
On primary election day, voters will cast their vote for not only the presidency, but several seats on the D.C. City Council and the district's non-voting representative in Congress. All voters must be registered with either the Democratic, Republican, or D.C. statehood Green Party to vote in the primary. Tuesday, May 14th is the deadline day to register. Mail-in voting is also available, but ballots must be postmarked on or before Election Day. If you plan to vote early or absentee, you can request an absentee ballot beginning May the 20th, and you can always check your registration status online and update your information. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton is throwing her support behind State Senator Suha Subramaniam to succeed her in Congress. Wexton tells the Washington Post that Suhas is a principled, effective leader who has a long commitment to service and that he'll continue her legacy of getting things done for Northern Virginians. Wexton has represented Virginia's 10th congressional district since 2019. She's not running again because of health reasons. Her impending exit from Congress has drawn a packed field. There are 12 Democrats running in that party's primary. That's made it hard for anyone to really emerge as a clear frontrunner. Virginia's primary election is June 18th. Jesus Christ Superstar is ready to rock D.C.'s National Theater this weekend, and it's a homecoming for a Virginia actor who started Godspell back in high school. WTOP's entertainment editor Jason Fraley has his story.
This is essentially a hometown show for me. I grew up in Fairfax. I went to Woodson High School and then did musical theater stuff at Fairfax High School.
Jack Hopewell plays Jesus Christ across Elvie Ellis as Judas, belting iconic rock opera numbers by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I did grow up with this musical. My mom would play the 1971 Brown album all the time when I was in the car. I remember being sat down when I was like 6 or 7 to watch the movie with Ted Neely. My mom was raised on it, as was I. So I've always been listening to those artists that came before me. But one of the first things that was said to me by our director was, imagine yourself as a rock star going through this story of fame and then dismissal by the crowd.
Jesus Christ Superstar hits National Theater this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Now coming up on WTOP in Money News.
Would you make out well if you sold your house? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
We have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Summers in New Jersey were made to wow you. From sun and wows to fun and wows, chillin' wows to thrillin' wows. So come see what your wow's gonna be. New Jersey, it's one summer wow after another after another. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey. Little state, lot of wow.
It's 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and Mary DePompa's in a busy WTOP traffic center.
Indeed. We're going to start out on 270, surprise, but the crash happened at the beginning of the 10 o'clock hour. A truck went off the roadway, 109 Hyattstown. As it stands now, if you are northbound, all traffic is diverting at 121 Clarksburg, which is exit 18 following direction. The bailout is going to 355, and it is heavy. Opt out early if you can. Nothing on 27. You could use 15. I-70 is okay, as is 340. Now, southbound 270 also affected, getting past 109 Hyattstown. Single file to the right, getting by the cleanup, still underway. Underneath, 109 was also closed with that crash investigation. 109 under 270 following police direction. Beyond this, it's a lot of work on the Beltway in both directions through McLean and Virginia between Georgetown Pike and the toll road. The right lane will be blocked both ways. In Maryland, on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash that was 195, they did manage to clear the travel lanes there. You're moving once again. DC 295 between Burroughs and Eastern Avenue. Watch for the work. Northbound was on the right side. 66, both directions between Broad Run and the Plains. Single file to the right, getting by the overturned truck. And make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. The Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at FitchMall.com. Today, Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Great weather continues for the remainder of the afternoon with lots of sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from the mid-70s to around 80 degrees. A few passing clouds this evening, but perfect for anything outdoors. Clouds will continue to increase overnight into early Tuesday. Temperatures tomorrow in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Unfortunately, you'll need the wet weather gear with areas of rain, a few thunderstorms, mid-60s to around 70 on Wednesday with showers and storms likely. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
A lot of us have climbed into the 70s now here for lunch. It's 71 in Hyattsville. Still just 67, though, in Old Town Alexandria. We have 68 degrees in Upper Rock Creek Park. It's brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour now, and good afternoon, Jeff Claybaugh.
John, Intel is in talks to build a huge $11 billion chip manufacturing plant in Ireland. Investment firm Apollo Global would provide the funding. Intel already has committed $32 billion to a new plant in Germany and $25 billion for one in Israel. Would you make out well if you sold your house right now? Adam data says 33% of D.C. area homeowners with a mortgage last quarter were equity rich, meaning they owe the bank less than 50% of what they could sell for. Just 1.6% are underwater, owing 25% more than their house is worth. The world's number one pickleball player is a Montgomery County native, and it's a good job. CNBC says 25-year-old Ben Johns is making $2.5 million just in pickleball salary this year, not counting John's sponsorship deals, which include Lifetime Fitness and Rockville-based pickleball equipment maker Yola. On Wall Street, the Dow is up just 2 points. The S&P 500 is up just 3. The Nasdaq's up 54. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Thank you, Jeff. And up next, you've graduated college, you've got a job. Now, how do you pay off those student loans? We're going to ask CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger next. It's 12:12.
Build a self-care routine at Whole Foods Market. Save 33% on all body care and candles with Prime through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through June 24th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one Welcome Plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know what UV rays can do to our skin, but they can also do damage to your car. Keep that from happening with 303 Protectant. 303 Protectant keeps the sun's harmful rays from causing fading and cracking in rubber, plastic, or vinyl surfaces. From the dashboard to the tires, 303 Protectant keeps your car looking new, longer. Get 303 Protectant today at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit 303radio.com for more information.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Just ahead, a vote comes tomorrow on whether one county in our region will approve a new huge sports complex. We have more news in 30 seconds.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Long Fence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
Millions of Americans are graduating from college this week, and many of them will be walking into a job market that's hungry for workers. And they'll be carrying a whole lot of debt as they make that walk into the real world. Those first paychecks are going to be nice, but in a few months, they'll have to start chipping away at all that student loan debt. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joined me earlier to talk about how college grads can pay off some overwhelming debt.
It's not overwhelming to everybody, so I want to just point that out. I think it's about $30,000 is the average. I know you hear a lot of horror stories about six-figure debt levels, but it's not the norm. But if you've got college debt, the thing that you have to remember is that you got to just get your arms around what you have. And that means going to studentaid.gov, because 90% of these loans are federal loans, and figuring out, you drill down, what do I owe on each loan? What is the interest rate? What's the monthly amount that's due? When is that first payment coming up? Because remember, a lot of these loans, they'll have a grace period, 6 months, maybe 9 months in some cases. That during that grace period, you're not required to make payments, but the interest clock's ticking. So I think it's important to start the process as soon as you possibly can. Automatic transfers from a bank account, get it going, and make sure you understand that you're paying down the high. If you have any extra dollars, you pay the highest interest first, not the lowest amount of the loan, but the highest interest.
Now, you're cautioning against a budget per se, but you suggest sort of sprinkling a lot of that new paycheck around beyond the college debt, including into retirement accounts, which none of them are probably thinking about right now.
You know, it's not that I'm anti-budget. I just find that they sort of like diet, you know, it's like an aspirational document. It doesn't really get you where you want to go. But what is quite useful is using myriad of apps out there to help track the money, especially if you're new to this, right? If you didn't have a job that paid a lot during college, but you now have a higher paying job, you track what's coming in, the net to you, what's going out, and try to identify some amount of money that you can free up to fund a goal. So what goals would you be funding? Well, obviously paying down debt is a big goal, but also establishing an emergency reserve fund of 6 to 12 months of your living expenses and contributing to a retirement account. And if you can, and if you have one available, I would say it is so important to do that. It's a great habit to get into. And even if you've got student loans, I think getting that like 1, 2, 3% of your pay into a retirement account, it's really good. You can increase it slowly as you pay down your debt. For everyone else, you absolutely must put in up to the match. And if you can do so, even more than the match is even better. The earlier you start, the better off it'll be, I promise.
That is CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger. Now, quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The star prosecution witness and former President Trump's New York hush money trial says he lied and bullied on his former boss's behalf. A controlled explosion is planned for this evening to further clear debris at the site of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. Keep it here for full details on these stories coming up in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Take it away, Mary DePompa.
All right, John, we're going straight to 270. We're hearing from listeners in the southbound direction. What happened? The truck went off of the roadway on I-270 right at 109 Hyattstown. Northbound is currently being diverted at Clarksburg, 121, which is exit 18, following direction there, diverting to what looks like 355, very heavy. Now, southbound is also affected. You're jammed out of 80, passing 80 Urbana. You may not want to commit to slowly roll all the way to 109, getting by single file to the right. Workarounds would be 27 Ridge Road, nothing on I-70, 340, 15. Work around early, but you will find delays around the scene. 109 was closed underneath of 270 for this crash investigation. Both sides of the Beltway are slow through McLean, passing Georgetown Pike and the toll road right lane block. The expansion project on 66 heading west. A truck flipped over in the median. You're jammed west from Broad Run to the plains between the two exits. Both sides of 66 staying right to get by the cleanup. Do you want to serve your community and get paid for it too? Your dream job is waiting at Montgomery County Government. Apply today at workformcg.com. That's work4mcg.com. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
All right, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena. This is the perfect spring day. I wish we had more of them.
I wish we did too. I've been saying all day, this is the weather that we wait all year for. There's low humidity, barely any clouds in the sky, and of course, no mention of rainfall today. So highly suggest getting outside and enjoying it in one way or the other, because we do have some changes as soon as tomorrow. Now, the rest of your Monday will feature lots of sunshine. Temperatures continue to warm into the upper 70s, with some neighborhoods even getting close to 80 degrees. By tonight, we'll start to see increasing clouds ahead of our next weather maker, with temperatures not as chilly as this morning, with temperatures right around 60 degrees to start your Tuesday. As we go throughout the day tomorrow, we'll start to see increasing shower chances throughout the day. It won't be a complete washout, but you want to make sure that you're bringing the rain gear, especially as you're heading home from work and school with rain possible, even a few thunderstorms. The scattered showers becoming more widespread rain by tomorrow night with embedded thunderstorms still. The overall severe threat is rather low, but it's springtime, so we want to make sure that we're just staying weather aware as you're going to sleep tomorrow night, as some of these storms could pack quite a punch with some gusty winds, some frequent lightning, and quite a bit of rain. Heading into Wednesday, the storm system will slowly move out of the area with rain tapering off throughout the day. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. And heading into Thursday, we get another little break with partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s before our next weather maker arrives just in time for your weekend. So start planning some alternate plans if you have anything planned outside this weekend, as Saturday is looking a little on the soggy side. So right now, again, just a beautiful day. Hopefully you're outside enjoying it. It's currently 70 degrees in South. 67 in Reston and 72 in Silver Spring.
And that's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation. Coming up here,
smaller raises for teachers because of a budget shortfall. I'm Scott Gelman.
More news in 90 seconds.
George Wallace here. Are you considering updating your roof, siding, or windows this spring? If you are, there's only one phone call you need to make. That's to Jessica Fingles, the better Fingles, at New Look Home Design. Did you know that 80% of customers would not recommend their contractor? You know why? Because you pay a lot of money up front and the work doesn't get done. Well, not at New Look Home Design. They're changing the game with their peace of mind guarantee and no money down program, which allows you to only pay in full when the job's done and you're satisfied. You don't pay a dime until you're satisfied. And not to mention the completion certificate. You let them know when they are finished. And this month, you can enjoy free roof warranty upgrades, free shutters with siding replacement, and free screen upgrades with all window replacements. Plus, 0% interest financing for 24 months. And don't forget, you're not going to pay a dime until you're 100% happy. So do what I and over 40,000 customers have done. Pick up the phone, call 800-279-5300, or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
I came to InnovaShore Heart and Vascular because of their reputation for world-class care for all types of heart conditions. What I've experienced so far is the most comprehensive care possible.
InnovaShore Heart and Vascular, delivering world-class care to the D.C. region and beyond. From diagnosis to advanced therapies and complex surgeries. Learn more at innova.org/heart.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 12:23. Good afternoon. I'm John Doman, and thanks for being with us. A pro-Palestinian protest at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore over after 13 days. Demonstrators agreed yesterday to remove tents that they've been occupying on campus and not to return. In exchange, the protesters say that Hopkins has agreed to a timely review of its investments in Israel. Proposed raises for teachers may be slashed in half in Fairfax County. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us it comes because the school district is trying to patch up a budget shortfall.
Superintendent Michelle Reed has been proposing a 6% pay raise for teachers and other school staff, but she's changing that to 3% because of a $102.5 million funding gap.
There's not much else to cut that would make as meaningful of a change in getting more money available.
School board member Melanie Marin says that could come with consequences.
And that could look like our teachers and staff departing because we are the 6th out of 7th in the region when it comes to compensation.
The Board of Supervisors is lowering the county revenue that it's transferring to the school district. Marin explains old state tax policies and school funding formulas are to blame.
We really need to fix what's happening at the state so that the money that should be coming to our schools happens.
The county may get more money now that state lawmakers agreed on a budget deal. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A make or break moment could be ahead this week for a massive proposed sports complex in Prince William County. The Board of Supervisors tomorrow could decide whether to finalize the purchase of the land it would sit on, but it's not clear the board will back it because of the $140 million price tag.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
All right, George Wallace, what do we got here this afternoon?
Well, you know, we've got the most highly anticipated NFL schedule coming out this week. This is my favorite time.
We already know who everybody's playing.
Exactly.
Like, it's the biggest
and you know where
non-story.
They're playing.
Yes.
You know where they're playing.
We just don't know when they're playing where.
Correct.
Which,
that is,
okay,
that
great.
Is the fun. We did find out the opener this morning, though, the Chiefs and the Ravens rematch.